In this bulletin, New South Wales records 356 local cases of COVID-19. The federal government insists new technology will help lift the world out of a climate crisis. And in AFL, Port Adelaide midfielder Tom Rockliffe retires due to health concerns. With the latest, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 365 local cases of COVID-19 today, with authorities maintaining current restrictions won't be increased. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state won't be implementing curfews or a so-called travel ring of steel around Sydney because that isn't the health advice she's receiving.
I was asked about specific actions and why they weren't taken, and I said very clearly that if we need to do more, of course we would, based on the health advice, but we're not in the business of putting in provisions or asking people to do things if they're not going to have an effect in reducing the case numbers. Now, that is a very important point to make. If we thought that they would have a significant or even marginal impact, of course we'd do those things, but there is no evidence to suggest that's the case.
Ms Berejiklian says the way out of the lockdown will only be through increased vaccination and compliance with current restrictions. The state recorded another three COVID-related deaths. Meantime, there have been no extra cases in Byron Bay, Tamworth and Armidale. Those areas and surrounds will be in lockdown for a week after being exposed to infected travellers. And three new local cases have been reported in Queensland, with none infectious in the community and detected in home quarantine. All the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 20 new locally acquired cases. All new cases are linked to known outbreaks, while five were in quarantine during their infectious periods. With the government still hoping to get back to zero, Health Minister Martin Foley says he can't say yet whether the lockdown will be extended beyond Thursday. And moving overseas, virus passports are now in use across France, with people required to show a QR code proving they have a virus pass before they enter hospitality venues. The pass is issued to people who are vaccinated against COVID-19 or have proof of a recent recovery from the virus or who have a recent negative test. The measure also applies to tourists visiting the country. While most patrons were happy to comply, some business owners have expressed hesitancy over being put in a position to police clientele.
Chacun son métier, quoi. Moi, je suis restaurateur.
Everyone has their profession. I am a restaurateur. I am here to make people feel good, relaxed. And when they arrive right away, I am asking them for identity papers, a pass. A pass to have a drink or to eat. This, in fact, hurts me.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report affirms the serious challenge climate change poses for Australia. However, he's called out developing countries and China for their own rising emissions. He says nothing can be done until all countries adopt the same policies for emissions reductions.
We must take action, as we indeed are, and continue to take action, as we will continue to, in developed countries, in advanced economies. But we cannot ignore the fact that the developing world accounts for 2/3 of global emissions, and those emissions are rising. It is also a clear fact that China's emissions account for more than the OECD combined.
The G7 group have already criticised Australia's stance towards climate change, with Australia refusing to formally commit to net zero emissions by 2050. Mr Morrison is insisting technology is the solution, repeating the coalition's technology, not taxes mantra to address climate change. And tonight is census night for all Australians, giving residents a chance to assist in painting a clearer picture of the country. Those who don't complete the mandatory survey online tonight will be given until Thursday to do so, using details delivered to each household's letterbox. And for those who can't use the online form, there's a 24-hour service on 1800 130 250 where a paper form can be requested. Let's go to sport now, and Port Adelaide midfielder Tom Rockliffe has announced his AFL retirement after being told he could die if he gets hit while he's still battling blood clots. Rockliffe's 2021 season was derailed in early May when he damaged both of his knees during a game. After undergoing surgery on both knees, Rockliffe was rushed back to hospital a few days later when he developed deep vein thrombosis as well as blood clots on his lungs. The 31-year-old made the decision decision to retire after a recent discussion with his specialist. Let's see what the weather's doing around the country for Wednesday. A few showers about in Perth, a top of 18. A rainy 16 degrees for Adelaide. Showers as well in Melbourne, 17. Much the same for Hobart, 15 degrees. A shower or two in Canberra as well, 19. Fine weather in Wollongong, 25 degrees. Much the same in Sydney. And in Newcastle, sunny and 24. In Brisbane, a possible shower, 26. A shower or two for Cairns, 27. And fine weather in Darwin, 33. Degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you want to hear more analysis of the day in news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.